Welcome, everybody, to tonight's big call. From wherever you're listening, welcome. And we're glad you're here. Tonight, it is Tuesday, February the 7th, and you are listening live to the Big Call, or you may be listening to the Big Call replay on our replay link or replay numbers. Anyway that you're here, glad to have you in, and let's look forward to a great call tonight. And let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to a wonderful teaching that Sue has curated for us that we can all benefit from. So let's pray the call in now. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to reach out to quite possibly millions of listeners out there in Big Call Universe. We thank you for everything that you have done for us to this point, for keeping us grounded in beautiful preparation for what will be the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of man and womankind. Thank you for that opportunity to be on the receiving end of that, to be great stewards of what you've curated for us and provided for us and blessed us with. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And you know, before you get started, Sue, we got word, I guess it was Friday or Saturday, that we had 15,340,000 listeners who received the call in 99 different languages on Thursday night. 15.34 million. That's the biggest reach we've had so far. And, that's a big number. So, Sue, tonight, this will be a great night for us. We've got some intel. I can't wait to hear what you have for us and what Bob has prepared for us. So, without further ado, let's see what you have for us in the teaching.
I love reflecting on the purpose of those big numbers and literally the vibration of the big call and our combined intentions. Like everybody that's in this community and listening to this, how they're being up-leveled by listening to this call. That's like, that's a big influence, Bruce.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So tonight, making changes in your life that last. How serious are you about wanting change in your life? A lot of us want our lives to change, but we're not willing to do our part. If you really want things to change in your life and experience the fullness of the life Jesus died to give you, here are some things that you need to do. Spend time with God. First, examine your priorities and see what needs to change. You can't think spending 45 minutes or an hour in church on Sunday mornings is all you need to live in victory. Since the devil is alive and well every day, you'll need to walk daily with God. The wonderful thing is, there's no formula. You can just be with him. Pray, laugh, cry, talk, or sit still and not open your mouth. It's that easy. Stand up on the inside. Next, you need to get serious about changing your life. Every one of us has an outer life and an inner life. Many of us want our outside circumstance to change while we stay depressed on the inside. But before you can get up on the outside, you have to get up on the inside. You may have a circumstance in your life right now where you feel like you have no choice but to sit down. If that's the case, tell yourself, you're going to stay enthusiastic, passionate, stirred up, excited, positive, and full of hope and faith on the inside. Make up your mind that you're never going to quit. Get up and clean up. In John 5, there's a story about a man who I believe represents a lot of people who refuse to change. During a Jewish feast in Jerusalem, Jesus visited the Bethesda pool where sick people gathered and hoped to get healed. One of the people waiting to receive healing was a man who had been crippled for 38 years. When Jesus saw him, he asked if he wanted to be healed. To me, the man tells why he hadn't been healed in 30 years. He said, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred." Bottom line, the man had avoided responsibility. His second problem was that he blamed others. The man said, "While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." How did Jesus respond? Jesus didn't feel sorry for him. Instead, Jesus said rather sternly, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." In other words, stop being lazy and get on with your life. For change to occur in your life, it's not only important that you stop being a prisoner of your circumstances, you also have to choose to become a prisoner of hope. This means being a person who cannot get away from hope. If you'll do this, place your hope in God and refuse to give up, then He will come through for you. Never give up. It was a special day in my life when I realized I didn't have to give up. I could have hope in the worst circumstances. Regardless of what the situation looks like, I believe that God could give me a breakthrough. We all want instantaneous breakthrough, but it's going to take time sometimes. And you may go through long periods, even years, feeling like you haven't made any progress until you have. Most of the time, change occurs daily in little increments that you may not even notice. But if you'll just look back after a year or two, you'll realize things in your life have changed. No matter what your circumstance or situation is, you can choose to transform. You can choose to hope. You can choose to never give up. You can choose to experience the life Jesus died to give you. Now get up and go. And I think we're in the get up and go. And this is going to be fun. That's what we say on my classes. This is going to be fun. And that is the thing for everyone on this call tonight.
Thank you, Sue. This is going to be fun. And I take a little bit of exception with the author on the miracle that took place near the pool of Bethsaida. But what happened was, this man who's been basically lame since birth, he was making excuses of why, you know, he hasn't been healed. But when Jesus asked him point blank, "Do you want to be healed?" that's when he did not answer Jesus and say, "Yes, I want to be healed." That's all Jesus was looking for at that point. And then maybe he would take action at Jesus' command to rise up, take up thy mat, and walk, which he did. But that required faith on the part of the man to act on God's word. So I don't think it was about laziness, but it was about making excuses for why he hadn't yet been healed. But when he was asked directly, "Do you want to be healed?" he never answered that question. He went to excuses. And I think it was a very cool miracle that was aired in The Chosen. And it was really I could see, I liked the way they portrayed it. It seemed a little more accurate, and it seemed like it was a really good reference as far as what actually happened at the Pool of Bethesda. I mean, it would make you mad if you had ambled over. You couldn't walk, and you walk on your hands and knees, and you, however he was able to get over to the pool, and all of a sudden somebody jumps in ahead of him. I mean, that could be a little bit disconcerting over 38 years. So I'm not going to fault the guy as much as just not responding directly to Jesus' question. The other thing is, when it comes to prayer, you know, what we have learned is prayer is talking to God, talking with God, but it's also listening to God. And so it's important that we realize that it's not just being an orator and coming up with some beautiful sequence of flowery expressions. Oh, Lord, if it be thy will. It's not that. God knows our heart. If we just speak to him in a normal, everyday voice, doesn't have to be shouting. It can be a quiet, still voice. But it's communicating back and forth to God. Maybe you say something. Maybe you wait on God to speak to you. And then you respond. I believe God wants a conversation with us. I believe that's what he wants. And we can do it as often as we think about it. Communicate with God. Pray with God. Not throw up a list of petitions and prayers, but just communicate with God. Talk with God. I believe that's what is being said in the teaching today, Stu, and I believe that's the way we should go. Bob, I know you talk to God. I know you're a prayer person. Tell us how you envisioned this teaching, and what did you gain from it?
Well, I really liked it. It was very to the point, but I think also very important for this day and age, because unfortunately in the last couple of years, some people have become depressed. Some people have kind of lost enthusiasm. And Sue's, you know, teaching gives encouragement for people to say, all right, it's now, you know, February, and it's 2023. It's not February of 2020 anymore. And it's okay to, you know, begin to make new plans with new zeal and energy, and to make that change that really lasts, because sometimes it's hard to create a new habit that will become part of you, that'll become, you know, part of your daily routine, that then becomes, you know, part of your personality, that is who you become. And so these new habits, you know, they say a good way to create new habits is just simply start by making a list, and make a list of 6 new habits that you're going to begin to, you know, dive into. And then go through and say, all right, which 4 am I going to do first? Now, this is really important, because it's giving you choice. And so, you know, each step along the way, you want to be able to give yourself choice, because if you think somebody's dictating to you, hey, you know, I'm listening to this and I have to do this new habit, well, people push back against that. So give yourself a choice. Write down 6. And you get to choose 4. So if you haven't been doing the things you need to in order to sleep properly, that can be a really good one. Exercise is a really good one. practicing prayer and meditation to create calmness and stillness so you can hear the voice of God when you speak and listen. And these are great things that can really help improve your life. And people, most of the time, they already know this, but they have this thought that something is blocking them. And so it's not really that anything is blocking you. It's that you think that something is blocking you. And right. So you have to ask, what is that thought that's there? And a lot of times, as you examine it, people realize they're actually a prisoner of fear. And what is it that you're afraid of? You're afraid that you can't, that you won't be able to have the skill to do what you need to do, or you're afraid that you're going to fail. So what's the easiest way to get around these fears? Well, if you're afraid that you can't, then ask for help. All right, so I'm going to get started. I'm going to try, and if I can't figure it out or I don't know how, then I can learn how. And if you're afraid you're going to fail, it's really simple. Make two different plans. So if one of them fails, you're still moving forward because you're like, okay, I'm working on two plans at the same time. It's just like with a company that Boomers Forever Young. It's like our marketing plan. We don't have one thing that we're going to be working on, because in the world of marketing, only 1 in 10 ever work. So you have to have multiple things going on at once. And then when one of them doesn't work, it's not a failure. It's just, okay, that we know that's not going to work now. That's a success. We know what not to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And so, but in a more simpler terms, people are afraid that they won't be able to pull away. The average person spends 4 to 6 hours a day wasting time doing things that they don't even really want to do, but they can't stop doing it because they're somehow captivated, right? And so this is where, you know, if you're addicted to YouTube videos or television, and you can't pull yourself away to do the exercise that you want to do, to spend the time in prayer that you want, then this is where we talked last week, Bruce and Sue, about making a bracket, right? Bracket your a period of time where you're going to see yourself doing three things and you're going to feel how it feels. So say it's closing your laptop or turning off the television so that you're no longer wasting your time. That's step one. Step two is you're going to get up off of the couch. And then step three is you're going to act, right? So how then do you make this a choice? Okay. So you can say, all right, well, I'm going to either close my laptop all the way, or I'm going to close it 3/4 of the way and leave it open partway, but I can't see it. Right. And then I'm going to get up. All right. Well, how's that? Well, I'm either going to get up really fast or I'm just going to get up at an average speed. Right. And then I'm going to act. Okay. What are you going to do? You get a choice. You're going to do this or this. You're going to exercise or you're going to pray. And then you see yourself, rehearse yourself, seeing yourself doing these three actions over this period of time. And you see yourself doing it. Close your eyes and see yourself actually taking the action. And then feel it. What does it feel like to close down that screen, right? Maybe it's hard. Maybe it's a little anxiety provoking. What does it feel like to get up? And what does it feel like to act? And how do I feel as I'm making this new habit and taking action to do it, right? So this is some things that we know from, you know, the laboratories of neuroscience, that these are effective ways that can help. People like to have choices. So when you're doing something on your own that you're trying to accomplish by creating a new habit, just put this concept of choice in there yourself, and you'd be amazed how well it will help, right? Now, if you already can, if you're already a doer and you don't need these tips and tricks to move forward, you're already, you know, pretty good at accomplishing things, then just keep on going, keep doing it. And then you may want to look and say, all right, well, how can I help others? And if you can help others, then that's what you do. You lead, and you have someone that needs help getting unstuck, getting back on track after the last couple of years, right? Well, become their email pal, right? And it's like they've made a commitment that they're going to improve their sleep, which means they're starting with getting out in the sun every day. So their body knows it's awake. And that way, when the sun goes down, their body knows it's time to sleep, right? And so they're required to email you as their coach, as their partner in this habit. And each time that they go outside during the day to get some sunlight, they're required to email you, right? And if they don't, then you probably can be pretty sure that they haven't done it. And just little things like this can be extremely helpful, you know, all the way to many, many, many additional steps that can help somebody to start a new business that will improve their finances, improve their self-esteem, improve their life, their family's life, and to be there for them step by step, to be a coach with skillful advice and a coach for accountability. And if you have the ability, then do it. Don't be selfish and just do everything for your own self, but find someone else that really needs you, that needs that hand up.
That's really good, Bob. Those are really good suggestions. I love that. And by the way, it doesn't count to get up off the couch and take a few steps to the refrigerator. That doesn't count as exercise. That doesn't count. That doesn't. You have to start from the couch and go outside. Right, Bob?
Right, out in the light.
That's right. Get out in the light, not the refrigerator door light. Exactly. Sue, I did like that teaching, and Bob took it in a whole new light and took it out there. How did the teaching affect you? And let's see you circle around and circle back and see what you feel about that teaching tonight.
Why do we get that feedback every once in a while? That's so interesting.
You might be getting it from me, Sue, if I adjust the volume on my phone.
Okay.
Because, see, you're getting ready to speak, so I wanted it on. I wanted it as loud as it
really high surround sound,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
7.1.
Yeah, you can go like this. So I was just getting the surround sound, so I was like in the theater.
And now you're in the theater.
And now you're on the speakerphone, too.
Yeah, now you're on speakerphone. And
oh, no.
A little feedback with the volume adjustment.
I get these moments where I can't stop my laughter. It's embarrassing.
So
not now. I'm in control. I'm
in control.
Self. I've got.
I hear
what they call humor self-regulation. Huh? That's interesting. Making changes in your life that last. What I love that happened and always happens between the three of us is that we get really a very holistic approach, a very integrated approach to the teaching, and I think that's where life on earth is headed, so that we take the best of, you know, scripture, and then we take, which is what Bruce brought, and what you brought as a behavioral designer, engineer, Bob. I just love watching how you can just create these behavioral design pieces just like on the spot. It just shows how familiar you are with the whole cognitive, affective, behavioral, you know, that we both love neuroscience. So what I loved about Bruce is that I really liked how he took the teaching and made it a behavior. He emphasized the behavior of listening to God, being in relationship with God, just like the author was pointing out, throughout the day. And when you were speaking, what came to me that you were speaking to without articulating it as such, when we're in relationship with God, we're literally innovating. We're creating something new. We're moving from, like the way Bob was portraying it, we're moving from the conditioning of whatever we currently have. And when you're in relationship with God and you're listening, you're getting, hey, how about delegating some of that organizing and moving stuff, which I did today. Like, how about, wouldn't it be great if you could have someone to support you and get rid of the things that you don't like to do? That's listening to God giving you an up-leveled solution. And when you do that and you create the space to listen to God, then you start hearing things like, yeah, it's February, it's time to get into spring training for whatever sport you have, whatever bikini you're about to wear, whatever, you know, it's right now we're in the time that you could be developing, and in the case of the people that I'm working with, they're in the deliberate practice, and I'm going to be talking about that in my segment, of making the changes that last, practicing what you want to have happen. And that's what Bob just so beautifully brought out. He literally gave you a template, a scenario of how to build and how to design new behaviors. And those new behaviors are more godlike. And so to me, this teaching was a beautiful combination of the best of scripture and wisdom and understanding that there's, and this is where Bob and I play, there's literally a science that sparks that wise behavior, that motivates, that creates the momentum, that creates the neurons and the dendrites going, okay, I did a tiny little thing today. I can add a little bit more tomorrow. And after you've done that day after day after day after day, you're starting to build some pretty deep, pretty strong wired connections in your spirit and your brain and your body. And that's what makes the author say, and you'll look back in a year and you'll be amazed at how much you've transformed. So I love the teaching because it reminds us and it structures for us that nothing is impossible if we choose to be inspired, to educate ourselves, and to commit to transforming. So that's my take on it at 9:31, Mr. Bruce.
Thank you very much, Sue. Thank you for that. Sue, before we get into praise reports,
mm-hmm.
I just would like to take a moment to tell everybody that may not already be aware that we lost Nick Fleming a few days ago, who was a contributor to the blogs, to Intel, to, you know, the scenario that we're all waiting for, and understood that he had had stage 4 cancer for a while, and he finally passed away a few days ago. And I just wanted to just put out our condolences from the Big Call for Nick. And I know everything that he had been in favor of and for regarding this blessing. So I'm just going to say he was a blessing to us, and we're sorry to have lost him this week. And now, Sue, we just look at Tuesday night as a night of praise. If we have any praise reports, would you please bring them out to us?
I would, and that was a beautiful memoriam to Nick, Bruce. Thank you for that.
Welcome, Sue.
Praise times 3. I'm praising God for his love. I've been hanging around John 10:10 and chapters 14, 15, and 16. The most intimate language of Jesus in the Bible. Excuse me. I was at the ATT store and my salesman brought up John 10:10. Off we went. But God's love is so intense. I freak out how much he really loves us. I've been basking in his love. And Big Call Universe, we are all called, chosen purposefully to show God's love to others. Our time is very short. I believe it. So should you. Hold tight to him. His love endures forever. And we will be around a long time. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott, for that praise report. That's interesting that John 10:10 came up at the AT&T store for you. And here we talked about it on two of the teachings that Sue brought last week, Tuesday and Thursday night, both based on John 10:10. So very important verse. And it can take us in so many different directions. So thank you for that, Pastor Scott. Anything else, Sue?
Yes, we have our beautiful praise report from Jeannie, and she's getting creative. I'm liking what I'm seeing here, Jenya, Jeannie.
Mm.
Happy Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. I read this today for inspiration. 5 simple rules to be happy. 1, free your heart from hatred. 2, free your mind from worries, put it into God's hands. 3, live simply. 4, give more. 5, expect less, but most of all, be grateful. Heavenly Father, we praise you today and every day. You are the God of hope. You don't want us to be sad or hopeless, but happy and hopeful and have joy in our lives. Thank you so much for all your priceless gifts and miracles throughout the world. We're grateful for all of God's beautiful blessings. We're thankful to you, Lord, for our families, friends, neighbors, and co-workers. Also, for the Big Call platform, for all the Big Call leaders and the listeners and everybody joining together on Tuesday and Thursday to pray together for others. For Bruce's opening prayers and closing prayers, and Sue's beautiful inspirational teachings, for all prayer requests and everyone praying together on the Big Call, for Bob's helpful health information, and of course, Pastor Scott's free time praises that he shares every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Gracious and healing God, thank you for everything you've done for me and others in the past, and everything you are helping us with in the present, and everything we have to look forward in the future. We're so grateful to be chosen for this RV blessing. Thank you for the regenerative medicine, regenerative farms, regenerative agriculture, and anything else regenerative that we can get into for our humanitarian projects. Way to go, Jeannie. Thankful and grateful for today and every day. May everyone be blessed with appreciation through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie. Bruce, are you there? Hello? Bob?
I can hear you, Sue.
Okay. Bruce is on mute or something.
Yeah, he temporarily lost the will to continue.
I did not lose the will, but I had an incoming call that I'm going to try to go back to, and I'll be back in a moment. Sue, if that's it on the praise reports, why don't you just start it on your segment, and I'll be back in a minute, okay?
Okay. Bob and I will.
Okay.
While the cat's away, the mice will play. Right, Bob?
I know, and you will do it. I know. Okay, Bob.
I know. You know. It's like, oh, boy, this will be fun.
Yeah.
So, Bob.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about a subject that I think you know about, which is deliberate practice, stretch goals. Do you know what a stretch goal is?
A stretch goal, that what you said?
Stretch.
Yeah, and the second word was goal, G-O-A-L?
Goal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to learn about a stretch goal, and we're going to talk about the importance of insight for everybody on this call who's planning on moving into humanitarian projects. So we've got those three things to cover, but I want to start with a shout out because, Bob, I was really blessed to work with a group of about 20 people in this regenerative optimal design course that lasted over 4 evenings. And we just graduated everybody today. It was our final call. And they are the inspiration for what I'm about to read you, and I hope everybody enjoys this. You are always practicing something. The question is, what are you practicing? Don't you love that, Bob? Isn't that great? Everything a leader does, from the constructive actions of vision setting, decision making, and resolving conflicts, to destructive acts such as lacking empathy and micromanaging, serve as indicators to the quality of their leadership practice. And this very famous management guru, Peter Drucker, said, demands effective management demands doing certain and fairly simple things, but mostly it consists of a small number of practices. So the reason why I'm bringing this to the call, Bob, is everybody that's listening to me right now is going to embark, and you did such a great job during the teaching, on what is known as deliberate practice activities. And Anders Ericsson did a study of expertise where he studied the 10,000-hour rule that Malcolm Gladwell in Outliers focused on, that to be really good at something, and they've sort of disproven it a little bit, you have to do something. You have to practice it very deliberately for 10,000 hours. Well, it turns out that the people, like the people I was on the call with, that were deliberately practicing their leadership skills before they happened, that is the number one practice. It's not doing it while you're at work. It's literally thinking about and going and setting yourself up to get into a stretch goal, where you're learning something before you even need to use it. That's what is called a stretch goal in deliberate practice leadership. You literally sign up to stretch into the language, stretch into the structures. Even what you brought, you know, when you're changing a behavior, that's a stretch from where you are to where you want to be. Right, Bob?
Absolutely.
And I'm back to Sue for about a minute now.
Okay, thank you. And it turns out that as gaps and areas of potential growth are identified, the leader sets their stretch goal and development plan on improving their current weaknesses. So I'm going to just talk about a couple of things I see in the community, and I'm going to give you a couple of stretch goals so that the way we have done designing your best future, sovereign leadership, kingdom trust, which was about hiring and creating trust in your projects, and now regenerative optimal design, the people that joined the classes were people that were stretching both their what's inside of them, their capacities and their skills, their ability to design projects, and a lot of it, too, is learning to be around new language. You're going to be around people that are going to be speaking in a language and with terms that's going to be new for you. So I'd like everybody on this call to just take a moment and think about how could you stretch into designing and paying attention, because you first have to have the awareness of what would be your optimal flow for learning new things. Unfortunately, since the industrial age, we've had a lot of education that's about cramming it down your, you know, rote memory, lack of engagement, just learning something and putting it in your short-term memory, and it has no meaning. And I'm a student of contemplative pedagogy, which is slowing things down, having what you're learning have more meaning, and then getting it so it's more deeply embodied, so that it's in your body, it's in your brain, it's in your nervous system. So one of the ways you can really take advantage of this next period of time is just write out, if I could learn and I could be learning new things, how would that look? Do I know myself well enough to know how I like to learn things? And I'll give you a hint. Most things should be learned at max. Your brain really can only absorb 45 to 75 minutes. So thinking you're going to go from meeting to meeting to meeting with no breaks, that's not going to increase your meaning. That's not going to increase your learning. And that's not going to increase your enjoyment. So you might want to think about when information is coming to you, like we need to meet with you, building in a little space from, you know, like I'm going to do two big meetings a day, because a lot of my learning happens in reflection and my own research on a topic. And it helps me to really accelerate how I learn. So the deliberate practice that I just want you to focus on, we're going to make it really simple for tonight, is just spend the next 12 hours maybe and look at how you go through your day and notice if you're centered, if you're enjoying what you're doing, and if you're able to learn and take in new things. Or is it completely arrhythmic, meaning there's no rhythm to it, you're not enjoying it, you're not focused, your attention can't be sustained? That means you need to do a stretch goal of getting it so that it's more flowing, rhythmic, and designed so that if you learn better, you're going to be able to behave better, you're going to be able to lead better, and you're going to be able to really step into what Christ wants for you. And this is where I love combining the faith part with the science part of look up deliberate practice and leadership, deliberate practice and learning, and design how you are going to build your optimal learning practice, your optimal learning practice, where it's really fun to learn new things, where you're sitting in a meeting and you're energized because your brain isn't overloaded, you have the space, you have the focus, and you can really, really enjoy without being burdened by too many things to learn or do or a very contracted schedule. So that's what I'm going to bring to the call tonight, Bruce, and I'm going to say, in case you would like to participate, as long as numbers are not out, in our upcoming class of Designing Your Best Future, and I'll tell you that lots of people have said, one person said, I would have paid you $1 million for this class.
$1 million?
People have said trillions. I mean, a lot. I always have fun. 0 to 10 is
right
here. Hundreds of trillions. It's a really, really cool, fun, incredibly practical, and incredibly strategic. But I think it's the way I like to make it sort of engaging and fun and playful. But then really, there's a book called Serious Play, How the Best Companies Simulate to Innovate. That's kind of what the practice that we just have
good.
These really experiential practices, and you'll be on a call with peers and friends, and it'll take all that bad education, learning science that's going to go bye-bye and make it like, wow, I didn't know I could design it so it worked for me. Wow. I didn't know. It's filled with a lot of aha moments. So if you'd like to participate in it and join the people that have taken 8 versions, like one after the other after the other, what does that say about their satisfaction? Then all you have to do is just send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And put Designing Your Best Future, it would be starting on Thursday, and just put your name and your telephone number, and I'll email you back and say you're pre-registered, and then I'll tell you what to look for. And the thing you would be looking forward to is being in, it's kind of like a workout, outside workout mind gym. It's like, imagine yourself out in a field with people like, hey, good to see you. Wow, this is really fun. And you're training for a much more expansive, much more free, much more deliberate practice. And you're looking around, you're just hanging with your friends, but you're doing some really cool learning in a really, really high energy, high frequency, high God environment. That's what we will deliver to you on Thursday. So if you want to join us, you are welcome. And thank you, Bruce. Wow, that was a quick little segment.
Welcome. I'm 10 at 10.
Did you learn something interesting, Bruce?
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, I didn't learn. No, I didn't learn what I thought I was going to learn. Exactly.
Okay.
But I have stuff you don't know. So you better stick around for the info.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Stick around. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Bob, for being such a good listener. I didn't do so well on engaging you, but I just wanted to get that out.
No worries.
No worries, Mike.
All good, Sue. Thank you very much.
Good on you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Bob, here we are. 7th of February. Got a short month this month. 28 days. 4 weeks. That's it. So I'm excited to see what you might bring for us tonight, Bob. I love the testimonials, of course, and any other good research or whatever you feel that you want to bring to us, I'd love to hear it. And I know everybody else will, too.
All right. Well, I do have a testimonial, and it's from a gentleman whose initials are LM, and he's talking about using the dynamic combo Boomer Boost and Barley. And he says, I felt a difference on the first day. Wow. I hope to continue for the rest of my life. I have an annual physical at the end of the month and can hardly wait to see the look on my doctor's face when she reads the report from my blood test. I just feel it's going to knock her socks off.
I hope so.
I want off my meds so badly.
Thanks.
Mr. Getting Better.
I love that, GB.
Wow.
Mr. Getting Better.
Mr. Getting Better. Yep.
Well, that's perfect, Bob. That's exactly what we want to hear.
Yeah. And what I wanted to talk about tonight, Bruce, is there's a study that was just, that is actually commentary on numerous different studies that was put out about 4 or 5 days ago. And the title of this is Inflammation and Immunity Troubles, Top Long COVID Suspect List. So the gist of the article is they're still trying to really figure out what long COVID is all about and what the best course of treatment is. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a lot of suggestions, but they do go through and say, we've noticed this, we noticed this, we noticed this. And essentially what they're noticing is really high inflammation in people, even years later. Issues with immunity, particularly autoimmune issues, and also blood clots. And these blood clots, they find, are more common than they realized, and they're very, very tiny. They're like billions of tiny, tiny little blood clots that aren't enough to make a complete occlusion, but are making it difficult to get oxygen and nutrients into your cells.
Right.
And so then as I was reading all of this research, I started saying, okay, what do we already know that can help people? So one of the other things they're noticing, of course, is lingering lung problems where people get short of breath just walking up 3 or 4 stairs. Mm-hmm. And they know that this is partly from this lingering production of cytokines, inflammatory cytokines, that are not supposed to be hanging around this long. That when people recover from other illnesses, those cytokines diminish. They're also finding that the virus itself, if you really want to call it that, is still in the body, and it's kind of lingering in pockets in your kidneys, your liver, your heart, and it's not actually going away completely. So I started thinking about, what do we already know that can help with this? Well, number one, we know that cytokines are diminished in the presence of glutathione. And in the case of people that are short of breath or lack energy, you need to get more glutathione in your lungs. And we know from Dr. Schallenberger, a very famous holistic doctor, that if you have a nebulizer, you can actually nebulize glutathione directly into your lungs, and almost immediately you start to feel better. Right?
Yeah.
And so nebulizers you can pick up at the drugstore. You can get glutathione and break open the capsule and pour the powder in the top of your nebulizer, add distilled water, make
stir it up.
A steam. Yep, it dissolves instantly, and yep. You can and you nebulize it, and it's like this steam going down into your lungs. It'll add tremendous amount of glutathione to your lungs, and you can start to feel better right away.
Yeah.
All right. The other thing that you can do is I've got one of these canisters that's called Oxygen Boost, and you can buy them at your health food store, and it's, you know, like a very large, it's about the size of a very large bottle of water, and it's got a trigger on the top, and it's got a plastic-type frame that fits over your mouth and nose, and you hold it up to your face, and you pull the trigger, and it shoots oxygen into your lungs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very good for helping people to get better oxygenated that are having trouble with these blood clots and circulation, right? But we also need to improve our circulation, because if you're feeling exhausted, which is the main symptom of long COVID, you just never get your energy back, you're going to first have to get the right nutrients in your blood, and then you're going to have to circulate it. You're going to have to circulate it with the challenge of all these billions of little blood clots in the way. So you're going to have to get some super circulation going on to counteract that. And so you have to know what is it that helps with circulation, right? Well, we know that part of circulation is innervation, right? So when your nervous system is working properly, the nerves are innervating the capillaries and they're also innervating the muscles surrounding the capillaries. So you get this pumping action to open these tiny little vessels up where the circulatory system meets the cell. And so you want to do whatever kind of exercise that you can, even if you're tired, to continue to work your muscles. That helps with circulation. The other thing that helps with circulation is chemical action, where your body produces nitric oxide that expands the capillaries. And we know you need arginine as the precursor to the nitric oxide. And the arginine is one of the ingredients that's in Boomer Boost, right?
Right.
You also need to have a strong heart. So what makes a strong heart? Same thing that makes the rest of your body strong. To make your heart strong, you have to get your mitochondria making lots and lots of ADP, all right? And we know what the ingredients are. Coenzyme Q10, vitamin B1, B3, B6, NAD+, right? And you need to make sure that these are in your nutritional supplements so that your mitochondria is not searching for these enzymatic types of actions and coming up short, right? And you also need to, in order to begin to rebuild your body, including your muscles, so you'll have better circulation, you are going to need amino acids and metabolic enzymes. And we know you can get those from our sprouted barley seeds. And if you combine our Boomer Boost product with the sprouted barley seeds, you're going to have everything you need for your Krebs cycle to make energy. You're going to have everything you need to make new muscles. Right? Now, we also know from many, many studies that lignans, in this case from the seed, the hull of the seed of flax,
right,
are very good at clearing viruses from the body. And you can put the finishing touches on clearing that virus by using these lignans, they're in powder form. You can mix them in a glass of water with your barley and Boomer Boost, right? And address that at the same time, right? The other thing, very, very helpful for circulation, of course, a big, big part of circulation is our body is loaded with photoreceptors that are accepting photons that are coming both from the sun and the core of the earth, and they are being picked up by the photoreceptors in our circulatory system, and they are dilating the capillaries. And this is a case where I was saying you need some super circulation going on. You're going to need your arginine. You're going to need the innervation aspect of it with strong muscles, and you're going to need a circulation mat, which we've talked about a lot, and we know that it's going to increase your circulation by 30%. Could be just enough for you to be able to get over the hump where you get your energy back, because you'll be circulating enough CoQ10 and the B vitamins to begin making more adenosine triphosphate. Right? And people can learn about that by giving us a call. And Harrison, who's a world expert in this technology, will be really happy to help people. All right. Now, here's a couple other things, Bruce. One is that people that have lingering autoimmune issues, where different parts of their body is being mistaken for a pathogen as opposed to friendly tissue. And in long COVID, you have these sometimes low-grade nagging autoimmune issues. In some cases, it is actually severe and life-threatening. And people do die from long COVID. They can survive the first 2 years after having COVID. And it's like, all right, I didn't die from COVID. But these long lingering issues, especially the autoimmune issues, are very, very serious. And the way that your body identifies and determines what's friendly and what's not is very complex, but a lot of it is done by the gland that's part of your lymph system, actually, which is your thymus. And your thymus is very sensitive and susceptible to traumas. And certainly a completely new and completely foreign type of virus entering your body is an extensive trauma. And we know right out of the gate that people's immune system started acting funny when exposed. And in many cases, it just keeps right on going and never goes back to the way it was before. And this is where you can do one of two things. One is you can go and visit with a therapist who is skilled in what they call craniosacral therapy for the immune system. It's a technique that I won't go into all the details of because it'd take too long tonight, but if people want to learn about it, you can go to the website, go to Dr. Upledger's website, upledger.com, and call them on the phone and tell them that you would like to find out where in your area there's a person trained in craniosacral therapy for the immune system, right? They do not have that specialty listed in their Find a Therapist menu. There's not that many people, and there's not a huge demand for it, and so they don't have it there. But if you call them and ask them, they have a list, and they'll tell you. All right? If you get stuck, call us at the office. Okay? And the other thing you can do is, and many people do this, they will do their own prayers to get in touch with their thymus and get their thymus in touch with God, and get it reset by sitting quietly and going into prayer, and cross your hands over the center of your chest, right where your heart is. Your thymus is right there too.
Mm-hmm.
And have a dialogue and instruct your thymus to go back to the way that it was doing things prior to the trauma, right? And listen. Listen while you're praying, because thymus knows that you need to change some things for it to be able to safely go back. And maybe it's some of the things we're talking about. Maybe it's some of the stuff we talked about earlier in the call. You'll know what it is, and especially if you ask. So, hey, you know, in order to get this turned around, where the thymus stops misidentifying healthy parts of my body as a pathogen, and ask the question, what is it that I need to change? What is it that I should always do? And what is it that I should never do? And listen, and those become the things that you want to take action on. Right? And this is the beginning of your journey to resetting your thymus back to where it was before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happened on many, many, many hundreds of occasions, Bruce, where people mm-hmm. have been able to turn things around with these techniques, especially with a skilled therapist who's practiced at this and very sensitive with their own energy and communication capabilities, and just something people should absolutely do if they've got long COVID, right?
Okay,
That's what needs to be done at this point. Like mm-hmm. I'm saying, in the medical world, they're still writing articles. Like the 1st of February, that article came out. This is what we know so far. This is what we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And what they also don't know is they don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
Right? But doctors like Dr. Schallenberger know what to do about it.
Sure.
Doctors like Lee Cowden know what to do about it,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's not, it's not common knowledge. But people can do each of those things that I was talking about, and mm-hmm. we can certainly help you at the office and get started on it. Do those things. If you need some guidance helping with your thymus, let us know. And then if you start to get better, great. And if not, let's talk. And maybe it's something else just specific for you that where something needs to be done a little bit differently. And Bruce, that's it. We're doing a really cool sale right now.
Okay, what's that?
Valentine's Day sale.
Nice.
And so what we're doing right now for the next couple of days is we're doing a sale on barley, which is buy one, get one half off.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times a couple will want to have one of each of the different kinds of barley. Some people uh-huh. really want to and need to gain muscle weight, and they want the Gladiator barley. Maybe someone
right.
else wants to only have the barley that will give them all the other benefits, the anti-inflammatory, the digestion, absorption, all that, but doesn't want to gain muscle weight. They're happy with their way their body is right now. Then they can use the heirloom barley. And you can also mix them together. And
right.
with the sale, you can mix and match. If you want to get one Gladiator barley and get the second one half off, you can do that. You want to get one of each, you get one of them half off. They're both the same price. And that's something that we're doing now that's going to go, I don't know, at least for the next couple of days. And then we'll see how it's going, and if everybody gets a chance that wants to get a hold of us, the phones might ring quite a bit, especially,
yeah.
Bruce, on Thursday. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thursday is the 9th. right?
Yeah.
And on that day, all across the Christian television network in the United States and in other parts of the world, they're going to run an interview that Doug Kaufman, who's the Know the Cause guy, interviewed me about Boomer products.
Yeah.
And it's going to be running on Thursday, and depending on what marketplace you're in, it's at different time. Know the Cause is on at different times. In Tampa, it's on Spectrum, you know, on Channel 2 on television at 10:30 in the morning. But, you know, if you're in Dallas, it's, you know, at a different time, et cetera. Sometimes some places not on until nighttime. And so because they're running that, you know, there's 50 million subscribers to that network. Phones might be really busy. But if you leave us a message, we'll definitely, you know, get back to you, you know, as quickly as we can.
Well, the best thing to do would be to call tomorrow before they start airing it on the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's a good call day. Mm-hmm. Bob, these now you've taped 4 shows with him. How many are they going to go 4 weeks in a row? Do you know?
It's going to be this month. They're going to be running it on the 9th, the 14th. And the 22nd.
Okay.
And then the following month of March, it's different days.
Okay.
So they spread it out. And
each
one of the shows is different. And then once they've all been aired a couple of times, then I'll go back to Texas to their film studio and make some different ones.
Make some more. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know here in Tulsa, Channel 47, it'll air at, I believe it's 4:30 in the morning central on what I looked it up. And I watched one of the recent Know the Cause shows. I'm going to go to the DVR and try to plug in the next 3 dates that you mentioned, 9th, 14th, and 22nd, 9th, 14th, 22nd. By the way, guys, Valentine's Day is a week from tonight, the 14th. Heads up, don't tell me I didn't tell you, okay? 14th, always February 14th.
Yeah.
All right. And that, by the way, that's the day after the Super Bowl. So you better get your planning in place, get your priorities straight on that, just to let you know. Right, Bob?
Yeah.
Now, listen, when it comes to calling, use the phone number 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and that's Eastern Standard Time. And I know it's coming up, Bob, and I can't remember when we switch over to Daylight Savings.
I think it's in 1 month. Yeah.
Is it in about a month?
I think it's a month and a couple of days. I think it might be the 9th of March.
Okay. Very cool. And which is, it's always a Sunday at 2 a.m. in the morning. That we know. Always. Sunday at 2 a.m. So we'll see what if that works out with the calendar. The other thing is, go to the website and check this stuff out. All you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get on our homepage, you'll see the banner that says Boomers. And it's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on the Boomers, boom, there it goes right into Bob's website. Then you can look at the dynamic combo. You can look at the on sale page. You can see everything, the product descriptions, and everything at the bottom of the footer about podcasts that Bob has done. Got quite a few in there now to choose from. And this is all really good free information that you can go to and learn about. Okay? So be sure to do that. Obviously, if you put a sale order together, do that. And then check out and do all that. That's really good. Because I think anytime you can get a sale on barley and buy one, get one half off, that's a real good bargain. and it sounds like a winner to me. So, any other last words, Bob, before we go? And I want to mention one other thing health-wise, too. That is that when I was watching a Dr. Sherry Tenpenny video, and it was about what to do to the effects of the jab as well as COVID itself, she suggests strengthening your immune system. Just like Bob said, build up your immunity with everything that we've got. Obviously, the Boomer Boost, the barley, the vitamins D3, vitamin B complex, vitamin C, hit it hard. You know, hit maybe the vitamin C, instead of take two, take four. You know, anything you can do to build up your immune system is going to stand well for you. And didn't you also mention lignans, Bob, tonight as being a really good way?
Lignans are great for building your immune system, and so is olive leaf extract.
Olive leaf extract. I'm taking that too. Yep. That's why I'm not going to get that stuff and haven't had it and won't get it in Jesus' name. So thank you, Bob. Excellent.
Yep.
Sounds
You're welcome,
great.
Luke.
Okay.
It's 10:18.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. We might have 12 minutes of intel. Let me first talk about one thing that a listener and a friend of Sue's has indicated not sure about how we can keep our quantum account private and out of the eyes of bankers. Now, that's a very serious issue, but it's also one that's easily rectified. The quantum accounts, remember, are the accounts that we send all of the monies from our exchanges to at the time of our exchange and redemption of ZIM. They all get deposited into the quantum access account. Let's call it quantum account. Now you say, well, how do you move the funds? You're going to get a quantum access card, I call it. A quantum access card that is three times the thickness of a normal credit or debit card. Really thick. It's got three chips in it. And that is made of titanium. That is the card that you will use to move funds from your quantum account to your primary Wells account. And you could theoretically move it to other accounts if you wanted to do it that way. But who gets to see the quantum account? Only you can see the quantum account. You are the only one who has eyes for the quantum account. Not your banker, not your premium banker, not your teller, nobody but you, unless you want someone else to see it. My case right now, my attorney would see it with me. So that's the exception to the rule. This is going to be designed so that you, that's right, you, can move funds from your quantum account to your primary Wells account, and you'll have, I believe it's two passwords, and you'll have this card, and it should have a biometric fingerprint, I think still, which would be a finger or thumbprint that is recorded in one of those chips. In other words, this is designed for your private use. Now, once you move funds into that primary account, now you can move the funds to the secondary accounts that you might have set up or to other banks if you want to use other banks. But the quantum account is only for your eyes. For your eyes only. Okay? It's designed to be that way. so that the bankers don't have, they really don't know how much you have. Now, on the day of the exchange, in the redemption centers, all those people, at the staff are under NDAs. They're not going to retain you or anything else after they're gone and you're gone. It's all something that there's going to be entered into that account, put in the account. Yes, you can have them printed out for you, which I'm going to have a paper with it on there, but that's okay. Beyond that, it's a matter of moving funds, like we talked about on Thursday's call, into your secondary, first your primary account with Wells, and then from there, maybe on day two or day three, moving funds into your secondary account or accounts. I told you guys I've got four LLCs. I'm going to have four LLC sub-accounts or secondary accounts. And I'm going to move money from the primary Wells into four secondary Wells accounts. And that's to hold me for the first 90 days. After that, it's open season, and we can move monies more readily as much as we need into any account. But understand, the quantum account and the quantum account access card, the QAC, is for you only, your eyes only, or you and your spouse, if that applies. Okay? If that's what you're looking at, joint account. So don't worry about that. I wanted to get that out, make that very clear. Intel-wise, we'll see what happens after the so-called State of the Union address tonight, if it occurs, or if it occurred at 9 o'clock Eastern. And what I have heard from one of our top international sources directly connected to the release of the Jisara information is that after the speech, overnight, I'm going to say, or by morning, this is when we're the notifications for Tier 4B are supposed to come out. Now, it may also be that we get notified, as well as the bondholders get notified tonight, late tonight, overnight, by morning, however you want to look at it. The other thing that we heard was, yes, we did not get notified today. Yes, we have no bananas. We did not get notified today, but we believe that tomorrow, has anybody seen the calendar? Wednesday, February the 8th? Gee, I wonder who in the world likes that number a lot. That's right, our friend the Chinese elders. So could it be that tomorrow everything gets released, which would be our emails for Tier 4B? That would be everything that we've been looking for. Quite possibly CMKX, adjudicated settlements, fines and penalties, prosperity packages, Indian claims, farm claims, etc., at infinitum. I believe all of that could be triggered tomorrow. We'll see. We'll look forward to it. And we'll expect it. Beyond that information, everything we had heard earlier today was pointing toward Wednesday the 8th. Now, we don't know if they're going to do everything for us tomorrow. Could they give us numbers and have a set appointments for Thursday and not set appointments for tomorrow? Maybe. I don't know. I'm hoping we get it in the morning and we can set appointments and start our exchanges even tomorrow, Wednesday. But if it's Thursday, that's all right, too. We can live with that. Point is, we're looking for these things to occur after this speech tonight, and we'll see what that really looks like, what that really looks like when we get ready to open our emails and see how we can set those up. I'll tell you this much. Let me get my calendar right here. Today's Tuesday. Yesterday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the schedules were to go out for between 12 and 15 days, depending on the demographics of the redemption centers. So those went out yesterday at 10 a.m. in the morning. And last night, no, check that, Sunday night at 10 p.m., all the countries around the globe with their banks Basel IV compliant were to have their asset-backed currencies, primarily gold-backed and precious metals-backed, have those currencies out as of Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. And that was so they could begin to be traded internationally, globally. And the ones that maybe didn't put those out or have those available, to our knowledge, it was just going to be a go-around. We just go around them. Here's one other interesting piece I learned yesterday. The so-called SWIFT system has been inboarded inside the quantum financial system. So, yes, it will still be used. So our information changed on that. We thought it was dead and gone. It's not dead. Certain countries will use it for international wires, but it is in the confines of the quantum financial system, which sees every transaction, monitors every transaction. So that's a positive thing, even though we'll obviously have other ways. But there were two or three things they liked about the SWIFT system. They decided to keep it integrated and make it under the auspices of the quantum financial system. All right? So that's really good. There was a video that was out yesterday, was not able to be copied and pasted and sent out, but we understand it had President Trump in a very celebratory mode talking about the gold-backed currency. We have the gold-backed currency again. So I believe our USN and USTN are obviously they're gold-backed and ready to be used. Now, here's the thing. ATM machines since Saturday were not taking currency for deposit, on deposit, and they weren't spitting out currency as early as yesterday, maybe sooner. They were not working to where they would put out a USD fiat currency. I think this is because of the transition from USD fiat currency to our asset-backed gold-backed currency. And when are they going to make that transition and make those machines work with that again? I don't know, but it ought to be pretty soon. And if I were a betting person, I would say depending on what we get for information tomorrow, it probably would be tomorrow that they would be in use with the USTN. Should be. So we'll see how that comes out, if that does in fact come out tomorrow, Wednesday, the 8th. All right? So that's really what I wanted to bring to you guys tonight in the way of intel. I think I brought everything I meant to tonight, and I'm excited about the possibility of seeing what we might wake up to or get tomorrow and be able to hopefully get notified, set our appointments, and get started. Okay? At least the information is pointing that way. One other piece, one other thing. Iraq There was a post that we got tonight, and I can't remember who originated it to us, but it had Iraq saying that their newly revalued currency, and the rate was in code, but obviously we could decode it, and it was really good, and it should be out tomorrow morning, Iraq time. Now, if that happens in the morning and they put it out as a rate that we can understand and not some stupid program rate, then it would actually be something that would be usable and very important for us. Remember, the international rate that you might see is not necessarily what we're going to have on our front screens at the banks. We've already seen some of those rates, and they're much higher, and they're going to be very good for us. Okay? So don't worry about that. Just make sure that your presentations are where you want them to be. And get everything together. Get your two forms of photo ID if you have them. Get your one or two bills for the house that you have, meaning a telephone bill or cell phone bill and your electric bill or your gas bill, something like that that shows your physical address. Bring those. Obviously, passport, driver's license would be great. And then just have that available. And I think you'll be okay. I think you'll be fine. Take good precaution when it comes to setting your appointment. Make sure it's a time that you can make. Make sure you get there no more than 10 minutes ahead of time. They don't want a bunch of early birds sitting around in the parking lot. They're not going to like that. They'll send you home if you have that. Remember, 10 minutes to 1 minute early. That's all you want to be. There's nothing wrong with being on time. If you're late, back of the bus, back of the line. Nope. Sorry. Nope, we'll take you later. We'll have to rebook you. Have to set a new appointment. Back in line. So be punctual, but don't be more than 10 minutes early. Period. All right? I'm excited, guys. Let's get this thing done. Let's have a great weekend. We got Valentine's Day coming up on the 14th. There's a lot of cool things happening. Take advantage of the sale that Bob's talking about. Get up with Sue and pre-register for her Designing Your Best Future class, which, if this doesn't happen, will start Thursday. Okay? You know the drill. IntegratedMinds@hushmail.com. Let her know you want to pre-register for Designing Your Best Future. Just send her a quick email and put your phone number and your name in it so that she could get back in touch with you or text you if she needs to. All right? Those classes are group classes, and they're only $150 for four sessions. Usually they're an hour and 15-minute sessions, and that's an incredible bargain. So pre-register if you are so inclined. I'm hoping that we get this tomorrow. They won't be necessary, so let's see what happens. All right? All right, thanks everybody for listening. I appreciate it. Let's pray the call out, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything that you've done for us on the big call, for Sue, for Bob, for GCK, for Pastor Scott, for Genia, and for everybody listening out there in Big Call Universe. We had 15,340,000 that the call went out to in 99 languages last Thursday. I don't know what the situation is tonight, but thank you so much that we've been able to get the information out on the call tonight. Thank you for all you're doing in our lives to provide for us in our plan A, and thank you for our plan B for blessing. Thank you for that coming out as soon as possible. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Thanks so much for calling, and we'll be in touch. Now, if we get the numbers tomorrow, maybe we'll have a call Thursday as a celebration call, or maybe we won't. We'll see. All right? All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you.